For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
Felix, summer is almost over, and you know what? You can't keep that beautiful tan of yours forever.
It's gotta go away.
It does. And what we're gonna do today is check out some new fall music that's either being released this week or coming up soon. And we've got stuff from all over the place. We've got Racas from Panama. We've got Maluka from Dominican Republic by way of New York. We've got a lot of Mexican music.
And we're starting off with a band from San Antonio called Girl in a Coma. This is a major step forward for them. They started out with that cover album, and they've done an EP, they've done different things, but this is their first fully conceived, all the songs written by the band, and a lot of time spent on the production, as you can hear. And we get to premiere, for the first time anywhere, a track from the album on the show. This is called Sly, and the name of the album is called Exits and All the Rest. It comes out in November, November 19th. I've heard pretty much the whole album, and it's just as good. It's really fabulous.
That's a great name for this song, Sly, because her voice sounds so like sly and sneaky, almost like coy and seductive.
Yeah, and there's a little Mideastern thing on the beginning with the guitar. It shows a lot of depth. It shows a lot of songwriting chops. You know, they had sort of a punk rock aesthetic going along, and if you listen closely on this record, you know the bass parts are a lot more complex. There's a lot of dynamics. They're going from that whisper to a scream. I saw them live in Pasadena when I was out in California, and they just have this great following of people who just create almost like a mosh pit up front, because they played a bunch of stuff from the new record, and they played some of the stuff that they're really well known for, and the crowd really loved it, and it was just an energetic show. The girls are having a lot of fun. Girl in a Coma, by the way, three girls, young Chicanas from San Antonio, two sisters, the younger sister being the guitar player and the vocalist and the drummer, and their best friend on bass. And they've knocked me out since the first time I've heard them, and they're just getting better and better.
Thank you.
We shouldn't have started the show with this song because we can only go down from here.
I don't know about that. We've got a lot of great music, and this stands out on its own. I mean, there's a lot of stuff, but it's just they're doing their own thing, and they have their own voice, and we're just go, go, girls. Girl in a Coma.
Felix, I don't think any of my picks for great fall music are as mellow as what you brought to the table, but I do have something similar in terms of guitar work. This is Colombia's Andrea Echeverri off of her new album, Two, or Dos.
Papacito Dios, mamacita tierra, bisabuela luna, abuelitas piedras. Esculpo mis mejores pensamientos, luz y amor a todo color, buena energía, devoción por la alegría. En paz estarás con el cielo y las estrellas, con el mundo y sus cosas bellas, el oropel.
You know, it's interesting to start the show with first Girl in a Coma and then Andrea Echeverri, because it's almost like two separate ends of the spectrum, with Girl in a Coma just getting started in the music and Andrea Echeverri already being well known for her work with Aterciopelados and as a solo artist and standing for a great image of independence in music. And this cut is really amazing.
It is a beautiful cut. This is the song Alegría, which is a great title for the song because it is very happy. And this album, which is called Two, is going to be out August 30th. Two is a reference to her daughter, and she's very much an environmentalist and an environmental activist and a peace activist, but a lot of this album is about motherhood, and it features like her daughter laughing and giggling. And I was really thinking about that because I have to be honest, I'm not a mom, and when I first heard the album, I was like, I don't know if I can identify with this, but first of all, the music is beautiful, and it's ultimately about love. And the more and more I thought about it, artists throw around the phrase keeping it real a lot. And I feel like what is more real than a woman who is going through motherhood, and this is where she's at. She's not gonna write a song about being in the club or being, rolling down the street, and this is where she's at. That's keeping it real.
And there's a long list of artists who've turned motherhood into material for songs. You can't beat it.
It's a beautiful, beautiful album.
Ay, mi dolor, las urbes.
We started off on a really kind of a chill, mellow note. Do you want to kind of pick it up?
Everything I have is everything I have is kind of chill. You're gonna have to pick it up. You want to pick up the beat?
Okay, I'll do that. This is Lola from Maluka.
This song right here, it's for all my lolas worldwide, trying to make that money, pay the bills, take care of the kids. You know what I mean? Just live life.
Se murió Lola, que Lola, lo lamento, que mento, mento, santo, que santo, santa ma, que ma, manatí, que ti, tiburón, que ron, rombo, pu, que cu, cuyú, cubo de agua. To the business, Dominican princess, in the mind.
jungle music, about to lose it. You can't touch her crown, Lola, Lola, don't mess around.
She love it when your body goes.
We're big Maluka fans. Maluka is a Dominican-American artist. She was born in New York of Dominican descent, and she's on the Mad Decent label. She kind of captured our attention back in 2009 with the hit El Tiguerazo. It was amazing club song, great video, like super kitschy, but also an ode to her Dominicanness. And finally, she's supposed to be releasing, they keep saying it's going to be this summer. Summer's almost over. It's an EP called Massive Pow Pow, and this is the first cut they've released.
And you know, I do want to remind our listeners that we have heard this on the show before, but we're so excited about this artist that we're just waiting with bated breath for the rest of the album, because this song really knocked us out. I can't wait to hear it.
She love it when your body goes. She love it when your body goes. She love it when your body goes up, up, down, 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 down,
My next band is called She's a Tease, and they're from Mexico. Their new album is going to be called Millonaria, and here's a cut, Fiebre de Jack. I can't tell if you're dancing or something's wrong with your neck.
No, I'm just once again trying to figure out which part of Mexico this comes from.
Okay, where?
This is going to be somewhere in northern Mexico.
Where? You have to say.
Monterrey.
Yes.
There you go. I guess it's because...
You always say Monterrey.
Well, because it's so different from some of the stuff coming out of Mexico City, which may be like a harder rock sound, or there's more of a, not pop, but more of a song sensibility in Monterrey. There's just, like I said, there's so many different influences coming there. And this band is just...
What do you think of this? I know you hate 80s synth music. You can't possibly like this.
Some of it is okay. I just had a thing about
these. I love this.
See, I had a thing about these synthetic drums and, you know, the whole driving thing. It just, you know, incessant. And it's like, it's so synthetic, you know?
I love this. I'm a huge Prince fan. This, to me, is very Prince. You don't hear Prince in this?
Not at all.
Controversy.
A controversy was so organic and rough. And this is like synthetic.
Well, I love this. This is out September 13th. This is She's a Tease. The album is called Millonaria. And speaking of the 80s, I mean, I don't remember it, but you must have been aware of a film called The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai.
Buckaroo Banzai. I love that movie.
Okay, so the video is modeled after the ending credits. So you'll have to check it out on our website, npr.org/altlatino.
I have that movie on a VHS tape recorded somewhere in a stack somewhere. I still love that movie. It's great.
Along with your exercise tapes. So what do you want to do? You want to mellow out?
Okay, let's bring it down. Let's mellow it out just a little bit. Let's go all the way down to Brazil. This is a guy named Lucas Santana. The album is called Sem Nostalgia, S-E-M Nostalgia.
Without Nostalgia.
Okay, and it's released next week, August 30th. It's on the Fourth Exposure label, a label I really like. This guy is described as like a singer, songwriter, producer, experimental guy, and he's kind of been described as breathing new life into the voce e violão. He's also notably collaborated with the American musician who became a Brazilian music expert, Arto Lindsay. It's like a guitar DJ mashup thing.
How are they doing that? It sounds like they're cutting and pasting sounds of guitar. How do they do that?
He records it organically, and one of the cuts is recorded in a garden in Brazil somewhere. And then he gives it to DJs, these DJ collaborators, and they start mixing in all the percussive stuff underneath, the cutting up the sound and making the sound wave just stop and making it very percussive.
Stay in Brazil. I have a song from the Brazilian band Cansei de Ser Sexy, and I will explain their name later. the Brazilian band Cansei de Ser Sexy. Sometimes they're referred to as CSS. And their song Hits Me Like a Rock from their third album, La Liberación. Cansei de Ser Sexy is one of those indie bands from Latin America that's actually well known here in the US. They first got their success with an iPod commercial, and it was the song Music Is My Hot Hot Sex. Huh. And it's a great song, and they do a lot of like danceable indie pop stuff, and they have a great sense of humor. Their name in Portuguese means I'm tired of being sexy,
which is a reference to
allegedly a Beyonce quote in which she said I'm tired of being sexy, and they thought that was kind of funny, and they took that on as their
name. I like
name.
That's kind of cool.
It's exhausting.
I'll never know that feeling. I brought something in next that's a little different for us. We're going to play the music and I'm going to explain who it is because it's one of my DJs, but in a different light. Bring it down right now because that's pretty much the track. This is Ricardo Villalobos and Max Loderbauer. They're from Germany. The album is called Regarding ECM. This cut is called Recat. It's out in September 6th. ECM is a jazz label, kind of an avant-garde jazz and classical label, and they're known for their really pristine sound and almost subdued. Nothing's very, very up. It's not a traditional jazz label in that sense. What these guys did, Ricardo Villalobos is a DJ from Chile, and he does all the house music and all this stuff. They gave him access to the tapes of some of their avant-garde stuff. I think it's just a fascinating double LP, and it's all like a lush landscape. There's no song structure. You can hear these different elements drop in at different parts of the song, and sometimes it sounds like they're not even related. Like I said, it's something unusual for us. But if you listen, like there's a cut where they do a riff on a jazz rhythm where the snare drum has all the sound elements and everything else is like a float, like a cloud floating underneath. You can hear that here. There's jazz drumming brushes that's playing the rhythm. Eventually, as you hear now, there's piano. The group that he's sampling is a Christian Walamrud ensemble. They're from Norway. It's a double album. There's like 16 tracks of just amazing stuff. It's definitely a chill. It's definitely a late night or early Sunday morning. But I think it's just amazing. I just can't get enough of this record.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for bringing that.
It's just fabulous. Thanks.
So did you bring anything else?
You know, I didn't bring anything else. But before we sign off, I just want to say that I had a hard time narrowing it down because there's a lot of great music out there.
Oh, it's just this is the tip of the iceberg.
And we're going to have a lot of fun this fall. There's going to be so much good stuff.
I have something else to finish our show today. This is Los Racas. They're a rap duo from Oakland by way of Panama.
Yo, yo fui criado por los magnates, manes que jugaron pa' vivir bien elegante. Mi papi y mis tíos, todos ellos eran gangsters. Por eso con los falsos, yo no quiero trance. Espérate un momento, yo no hablo cuento. Ahora en la tarde yo me voy pa' Cerro Viento. Recojo a tu prima y le digo un momento, que se me esperara para ir a Multicentro. Paro un taxi y le dije pa' las ruinas. Él me dijo, cómo no señor, enseguida que aportaba su vida. Y juró por su hija, que él era rápido, más que un bima. Por Plaza Carolina, cogí un atajo. Llegamos como en dos minutos para arriba abajo. Choteé a Nando Boom que se iba pa' Santiago. Un respect pa' los frenes de todos los estados.
Yo vengo de Panamá, de Panamá. Yo vengo de Panamá, de Panamá.
This is the song Vengo de Panamá, or I Come from Panama, from the EP Chancletas y Camisetas Bordadas, or Flip-Flops and Embroidered Shirts. You know, the embroidered shirts making reference to the garb that is worn a lot in Panama. This EP came out on August 23rd.
Finally, some new stuff from Los Racas.
I wouldn't say finally, though, because these dudes, we've known them for, what, 2 years now? Ever since they hit the scene, they've been releasing new material non-stop. I mean, it's like, I don't know when these dudes sleep. It's just one song after another, and they sound better and better each time. It's just amazing to see artists grow like that in front of your eyes. Do you hear this guy rapping right now? This is Racadun, and I'm fascinated by his style and his rhythm, and he kind of goes back and forth between this like reggae drawl and this fast like a machine gun. Like he slows it down, he's in total control, and there's no one like them.
They have a lot of potential. They're doing a lot of interesting things. It's going to be an exciting fall, like we said. Great music. And if you want to hear all of today's tracks, you can always go to our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Twitter and El Facebook. Special thanks to our producer, Mike Katziff, and Jessica Goldstein, and to our super intern, Ann Hoffman.
And also special thanks to my Central California homeboy, engineer Sean Phillips.
I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
This has been Alt Latino. See, we did it together that time.